Recorded Books and RB Digital present Noose, a Joe Noose Western by Eric Red. Narrated by George Guidel. Chapter 1. A lone wolf is an easy target. Joe Noose considered this as he raised his Winchester rifle to his shoulder, settling the crosshairs of his gun sight on the distant figure standing by a horse near the Hoback River 200 yards away. Adjusting his aim an inch up and to the right of the figure's shoulder for trajectory in the northwesterly wind, he calculated for windage, elevation, and bullet drop as he felt the cold metal of the trigger resistance against his forefinger. No mistaking his target even from this distance, nor the missing nose on his face from the wanted posters for Jim Henry Barrow that offered $1,000 reward for his capture, dead or alive. Noose's gloved finger was tight on the trigger, and his quarry and his rifle crosshairs had not spotted him yet. The bounty hunter would try to take him in peacefully, picking his moment to call out the man's name and order him to put his hands behind his head. If he resisted, Noose would put one in his shoulder, which usually subdued even the most uncooperative type. He meant to take his target in alive like he always did. Noose heard something. His finger loosened infinitesimally on the trigger, senses alert. There it was again. A near imperceptible disturbance in the distant woods, like horses' hooves stepping on fallen leaves and twigs, but slow and quiet, like the horses were being ridden with stealth. It wasn't the first time the bounty hunter had heard the horses. He had heard them on and off all day throughout the full 12 miles he had ridden chasing down his latest meal ticket. A twig snapped to the east a few hundred feet out. Who they were and why they were following him, Noose didn't know, not yet at least, but he was aware of their presence. Being alert and ready was the most important part of avoiding an ambush. He doubted the unseen riders were part of any gang Barrow belonged to, because Barrow, as far as he knew, rode alone. The thug was too stupid, drunk, and violent for even the most low-life gangs to claim as a member. Yet anything was possible. These riders moved like ghosts. They were good. He had to give them that. It had taken Joe Noose less than a week to catch up with Jim Henry Barrow. While pulling a stick up, the bank robber had shot a guard in the Victor Bank and fled across the Wyoming landscape up into the rugged and treacherous Hoback Canyon. He'd gotten away with $123, and in the escape lost the handkerchief on his face, so several customers had been able to identify him by his distinctive bullet scar that had taken his nose years before. Barrow had an hour head start on the local Victor lawmen, who had been forced to turn back when one of their horses broke a leg. Noose happened to be dropping off a prisoner to the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?